From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium police search for bombing suspect. The suspect is believed to be involved with the bombing of the Brussels airport, one of three explosions in the city Tuesday, all claimed by the Islamic State group. The attacks killed 30 people and wounded 130 others. Authorities in Frankfurt, London, Paris, and the Netherlands have boosted security at their airports. U.S. officials are renewing calls to defeat the Islamic State terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says the U.S. and its allies will do everything they can to protect their nations. New York and Washington authorities boosted security patrols in the wake of the attacks. The U.S. Embassy in Brussels is recommending Americans stay where they are and avoid public transportation in the Belgian capital. Appealing directly to the Cuban people in Havana, President Barack Obama says it is time for the U.S. and Cuba to move beyond their Cold War differences and begin a new journey toward a future that will benefit both nations. Mr. Obama spoke in a televised address from El Gran Teatro de Havana, with Cuban President Raul Castro seated in a balcony directly across him.
It is time for us to look forward to the future together. Un futuro de esperanza. And it won't be easy, and there will be setbacks. It will take time.
After the speech, both leaders left the crowded theater to standing ovations. Partial results from Niger's presidential runoff election show incumbent Mamadou Issoufou leading for a landslide victory. According to Reuters, Niger's Electoral Commission says Issoufou has received 93% of the vote, with about three-fourths of the constituencies counted. The commission put voter turnout at 61%. This is VOA News.